Oh, yeah. Okay. Especially if you're going to be out hunting, huh?
And he has leather cowboy hats and straw cowboy hats.
Yeah. Change of season. No, you gave me, did you say breeches? Breeches for pants?
Breeches, yeah.
You ever use the term trousers? Is that something you use?
I don't, personally, no. But, I sure know what they're talking
pretty
about.
Pretty much mean the same. What about slacks?
I never use that.
Okay.
Slacks to me is for a lady.
Okay. All right. I want to talk about something that most of us are pretty fond of, and that's food. Do you grow a garden? Do you have a garden?
We did, and this is the first year ever that I couldn't grow a garden. A year ago, a little over a year ago, I was up at nice little Jewish hospital in Denver,
mm-hmm.
and they determined that what's caused this breathing problem for the last 9 years, I've had fungus in my lungs. Mm-hmm. And so my daughter, I was an outpatient there, and Nancy would take me over. It was just an hour's drive from where she lived out in the country to Nashville Jewish.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think she kind of put words in Dr. Bowler's mouth, well, Dad shouldn't be raising a garden, should he?
Yeah.
Because all of the spores and all.
Yeah.
And he said, yeah, that's probably right. So my little garden spot out here, we planted to grass seed this spring. And this is the first time ever that my dad was a great gardener.
Yeah.
All of the entire backyard was all in garden when he was alive.
What kinds of things do you grow on when you did?
We always raise peas. Mm-hmm. This is cool climate. Peas do very well.
Okay.
Beans, we like snap beans, mm-hmm. green beans. Corn, roasting ears.
Mm-hmm.
Sally and I don't raise lettuce. We don't raise radishes. We don't raise onions because we just don't eat them.
Mm-hmm.
But
Swiss chard.
Yeah, Swiss chard, beets.
What's Swiss chard?
It's kind of like spinach.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
She cooked up some. Our son has taken over. He's really a gardener. He lives up in the other end of town.
Mm-hmm.
And he's brought in cinder blocks and kind of has a raised garden spot.
Mm-hmm.
And like the carpet that they took up from here, he cut it in strips and laid it between these. His rows to keep the.
That's what Swiss chard looks like. That's a little one.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
To keep the weeds down.
Yeah.
And so he really had a good garden.
Does that go good in a salad then?
Yeah, all right. I just steam it.
Mm.
Yeah, but you can eat it raw. I like these. They look like celery.
Yeah,
but
this
is a stem. And, you know, put salad dressing on them. I really like the white. And we have this size for my neighbor. But see, they can get pretty big.
Yeah.
But they hadn't frosted, so I went up to Becky's last night and left.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you can eat raw salad.
How long is the growing season around here?
Not long enough.
My dad was a good gardener, and I went by his. And we always tried to get most of the garden in by the 20th of May.
Mm-hmm.
But don't plant your beans before the 1st of June, because a lot of times, by the 10th of June, lots of times we'll have a killing frost.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, other things like peas and corn, it'll set it back a little bit. It doesn't kill it up.
Can you grow anything underground here?
Oh, yeah.
What do you got on?
Oh, yeah, the root crops.
Oh, yeah, all the root crops, turnips, rutabagas, beets, carrots, potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
They're wonderful carrots.
What kind of potatoes you grow?
Well, I didn't know there was anything but red McClure's until a few years ago. The San Luis Valley is known for red McClure potatoes.
Have you been down in the valley? Have you seen the potato
and
harvest is on now like crazy?
Obviously.
It's all on the...